News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Well, as you will have heard earlier on, later this morning around 10 o'clock, an independent review into the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, a discussion between experts, domestic and international, is going to look at how the government prepared for, planned and managed the pandemic. To discuss how it might go, I'm joined by Nat O'Connor, who is COVID-19 evaluation panel member. He's also Age Action's senior policy advisor, and he's going to be one of the participants in that discussion. Nat, the objective for the discussion, the planned outcome, the ideal end result is what?
Good morning. The whole purpose of the COVID-19 evaluation is to just look back and see what did we do, because before, during and after COVID, obviously there was many reports. We looked at lots of different aspects of things, but we need to take a step back and look at that bigger picture. And a lot of this is documentary analysis, talking to people who were in different decision-making positions at the time, to really take stock of everything that we did, looking at what other countries did, to see what are the lessons we can learn. And that's really the core focus of the evaluation, which has been going on in the background now for quite a few months. Today, we're going to be talking to health experts, both national and international, to understand the health side of the equation. You know, what did we do? So, for example, Professor David Heyman is a member of the panel, and he was involved with the UK inquiry and brings a lot of expert advice from there. Dr. Mike Ryan, former deputy director of the WHO, will be there giving his perspective, and a whole range of other national and international experts will be, you know, giving their point of view on what we did right and where we could learn lessons from our health response to the COVID pandemic.
Now, on that, Nat, how broad are the terms of reference? Because if you look at the totality of what is worth analysing, there's the direct medical response and what was done in terms of treatment, in terms of antigen testing, in terms of hospital and acute and chronic response. There's the public order and public control issues. And then there's the public communication and the loss or maintenance of the dressing room. Do you cover all of that?
We do, and we go further. I mean, one of my colleagues, Dr. Nora Strecker, will be looking at the economic impact of the COVID-19, all the measures that were taken. Obviously, those lockdowns had a huge impact on the economy. And at the same time, the state did step in with pandemic payments and other supports for businesses. My own role is to look at the societal impact. Obviously, people's lives were put on hold. That had a big effect, particularly on children and young people. And so we're looking at all of these different effects across society, because there wasn't anybody who wasn't affected by the COVID-19, either the pandemic or the lockdowns over that 18-month period. So that's our terms of reference, is to look at that 18-month period of where the core COVID experience was happening and when the government was taking a series of actions, and then to write that and to present it as a report to the CSIS. Those are our terms of reference.
And how much of that can you do without assessing or attributing culpability? Because I assume you can't get into the area of pointing fingers.
Well, it's not our business to be naming names in the sense of individual persons, but we would look at different organisations, different bodies, who did what, you know, where were the gaps? I mean, everybody recognises that, particularly at the beginning, decisions were made with a great deal of uncertainty during the pandemic. We didn't know, you know, what was happening. Only over as the weeks passed, we began to see internationally, you know, advice coming through and information. And so a lot of decisions were taken with very short notice. And so we're looking at those decision-making processes, thinking about how we make decisions as a country, how we inform decisions. And we're looking at those processes to make sure that they're robust and that next time we will have a greater sense of, you know, how we should make decisions when we're in an emergency context. And it doesn't have to be a COVID style pandemic emergency. It could be any kind of emergency that might arise in future, particularly ones that are of longer duration. We need to look at those decision-making processes to make sure that we have the right kind of advice structures so the government can make the best possible decisions.
Nat, thank you very much. Nat O'Connor, COVID-19 Evaluation Panel Member and Age Action's Senior Policy Advisor. If you have a view, 53106 or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.